You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin from Ascent Dental Solutions, where its focus is on knowledge, consultation, development, and training. My expertise is in healthcare and in particular dentistry. I have 14 dental practices, and I continue to practice dentistry Monday through Friday. Over my 30-plus years of clinical and business aspects, I'd like to think I've learned a few things and made numerous mistakes, and I hope the following podcast can provide some information to help you not only improve your business, but improve your life. I've often read that we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. I'd love to tell you I coined that phrase, but I believe it was done by Winston Churchill. The following topic on today's podcast is about branding. What actually is branding? Can a brand be ruined? Is a brand even important? Can a brand be repaired? And is it sometimes necessary to completely rebrand your company or organization? Over the 30-plus years, I found that in my own personal business, that the brand has matured. It has become more focused. It has had some periods where it has been exceedingly strong, and it has gone through periods where I believe it has been exceedingly weak. In most cases, I believe the brand is created through leadership, through correct processes and procedures. Understand that, in essence, a brand is really how customers perceive you, your products, and services. The brand is all-encompassing. It is how you dress. It is how you speak. It is the facility that you work in. It is the graphics, the social media that you work in. It's the stationery, the business cards, your marketing, your advertising. It's an entire conglomeration of images that create a brand. In essence, it should be based on your core principles. It should come from not only the top down, but from the bottom up. It's critical that good, excellent leaders understand the importance of a brand and how quickly it can be destroyed and ruined. I've seen my company for over 30 years do various things that have enhanced the brand, and I've seen it do things that hurt the brand. I can only stress to you, listening to this podcast, do everything in your power to protect your brand and make that brand valuable. In the end, a strong brand is perhaps even more important than the bricks and mortars and hard assets that make up your business. Branding in general promotes recognition. It sets you apart from other businesses and competition. Your brand should tell a story. That story should be engaging. It should pull your audience, your customers, in so that they become engaged. They want to be part of your brand. Remember, a strong brand will create referrals. And this referral, although it's important from a customer base standpoint, your brand also attracts team members or employees now and in the future. The stronger and better the brand, I believe the stronger and better your employees or team members will be. As I like to often state, you look for the swan in your organization. The swan are smart people. They're people willing to work. They're ambitious people. And they're nice people. Hence the S-W-A-N. I'd love to tell you I coined that phrase, but I've copied it from my good friend Doug Fredett, who's an accountant out in Oregon and specializes in healthcare and in dentists in particular. But I think if you think about it, we almost always consider the brand as part of customers, but your brand attracts good people, and a bad brand will attract bad people, or what I've referred to in past podcasts as detractors, and what you want for your business are all promoters. Keep in mind that not only does a strong brand generate referrals from customers and employees, but it helps your customers or patients understand what they can expect when they receive services and products from your company. Your brand should promote clarity and keep you focused on what's important to continually improve your brand along with the products and services it promotes. In the end, a strong brand creates value, and that value is critical. It also helps you connect emotionally to your patients and/or customers. Owning, creating, and building a business is a lifetime endeavor. It's something that takes 100% effort, concentration, but most of all, enjoyment. As the years march on, my experience and knowledge improves. I realize, looking back, of the things that were important that built the brand. And what built the brand for successful companies initially is integrity, doing the right thing at the right time for the right reasons. Sometimes as businesses grow, they become larger, they become more impersonal. That brand can be tarnished or hurt. I strongly recommend when you're done with this podcast, think about your team, think about your organization, think about the leadership that surrounds you, and try to help re-promote or perhaps, if necessary, rebrand your company with the basic intensity, drive, determination that originally created the brand. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin. My company is Ascent-Dental-Solutions. I look forward to speaking to you in the future, and I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast focused on branding and how important it is to not just yourself, not just to your customers, your products, and your service, but to your team members. Be proud of your brand, and your brand will pay you off not only financially, but rewarding you to know that you're doing the best for your customers and providing the highest level of care and service. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.